AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Guilty of murder in the death of Ahmaud Arbery last year in Georgia, all three white men charged with killing the black man running through their neighborhood were convicted by a mostly white jury. Travis McMichael, who fired his gun into the unarmed man, was found guilty of all nine counts against him.
We, the jury, find the defendant, Travis McMichael, guilty.
Arbery's mother, Wanda Cooper Jones, outside the courthouse.
He will now rest in peace. Yeah.
And attorney Ben Crump celebrated the outcome.
The spirit of Ahmaud defeated the lynch mob. The spirit of Ahmaud defeated the lynch mob.
The defense says it will appeal the verdicts. The nation's unemployment rate has hit a 50-year low. Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick comments on the 199,000 claims.
Just the headline numbers are quite stunning when we see new jobless claims sinking by a huge number, 71,000 to a seasonally adjusted 199,000.
The Biden administration's vaccine mandate for millions of federal workers seems to be working without too much fallout. The White House says 92% said that they're at least partially vaccinated. On the road yet for Thanksgiving travel, you and some 53 million others. Our Julie Walker reports.
48.3 million will travel by car, and one of the biggest pains could be at the pump. The nationwide average for a gallon of regular gas, $3.40, up more than 60% from last Thanksgiving.
NASA's launched a spacecraft on a mission to smash into an asteroid to see if it's possible to knock a speeding rock off course if one were to threaten Earth. The spacecraft lifted off from California's Vandenberg Space Force Base with a planned collision next September. Stocks ended mixed today. The Dow was lower. This is AP News. Nearly three dozen people were killed when a migrant boat capsized in the English Channel.
In Calais, France, French Interior Minister Gérald Darmanin announced at least 31 migrants attempting to sail to Britain died when their boat sank in the English Channel Wednesday. Darmanin called it the biggest tragedy involving migrants attempting to cross the channel so far. Authorities found 31 bodies, including those of five women and a young girl, and two survivors. One person appeared to still be missing. French authorities did not reveal the nationalities of the travelers. I'm Mike Gracia.
Israeli authorities are allowing 500 members of the Gaza Strip's small Christian community to enter Israel and the occupied West Bank for Christmas. Last year, the practice was halted because of the pandemic, and movement out of Gaza has been restricted since an 11-day war last May. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAPS sets the standard. Our team includes seven nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons, from tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond. Every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.